very, very serious, blessed people. Very serious moment if you look at the escalation of the war that is going on right now. Very, very serious escalation of the war going on now. A very, very tremendous time, blessed people. Very serious time. Now they are on the oil destroying them, blessed people. Very, very serious. The Lord is talking very, very seriously through this war. And it makes you understand, blessed people, that the rapture will take place. The Messiah will take the church. And I am asking if you can, Victor, if you can help me and play those two songs, His Mercy Is More, and then also No, There Is No Other Name Other Than the Name of Jesus, No Other Name. Those two songs, if you don't mind, just play only those two songs, because I would like to worship the Lord. Realize time is out. Time is totally out now. The certainty of the rapture is very sure. We are sure the rapture must take place. The rapture is certainly going to take place. Because if you look at even the prophecies in the Bible, in Isaiah 40 verse 3, he promised that John the Baptist, the forerunner, would go ahead of Christ. And John appeared. In Isaiah chapter 7, 14, that he will be born in a virgin birth, that was fulfilled. The book of Micah chapter 5 verse 2, that he would be born in Bethlehem, the house of bread. He was indeed born in Bethlehem. The census took place and she went there with Joseph. And Psalm 72 verse 10 says that wise men would visit him with gifts. And yes, indeed, they visited him with gifts. Isaiah 53 says he would die for mankind, a substitute death, and he would bear the sins of all mankind. The way we see also in Genesis 22 verse 13, when Isaac was removed from the slaughter and the ram appeared from heaven, that was pointing on him. And yes, indeed, he died for us, a substitute death. In Zechariah chapter 11, 12 to 13, it says he would be betrayed and sold for 30 pieces of silver, the price of a slave. Yes, indeed, he was betrayed and sold for 30 pieces of coins, the price of a slave. In Psalm 22, verses 12 to 18, it says that he would be crushed publicly and crucified publicly. Yes, indeed, he was crucified publicly. Isaiah 53, verse 9, and also Psalm 22, 15 says he will be buried with the rich. Yes, indeed, he was buried with the rich. Psalm 16, 8 and 11, and Psalm 23, verse 4, and Isaiah 53, verses 10 to 12, says he would resurrect from the dead and see the light of life. And yes, indeed, he resurrected, and he saw the light of life. Psalm 68, verse 18 says he promised that he would ascend on high to the throne of God. Yes, indeed, he ascended on high. Even Daniel chapter 7, 13, 14 said he would ascend on high, and yes, indeed, he did. And then 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, 13 to 18, and 1 Corinthians 15, 51 to 58, and then Revelation chapter 3, verse 10, says that he would come back. 10 and 11, he would come back. That also will be fulfilled. So, Senior Victor, the Bible says, Amos 3, 7, that God will do nothing except that he reveals to his friends, the prophets, the ones he has put on the public service, his public service on earth, the envoys, the agency of the Lord. And this is what the therefore, please play for me those two songs as I worship the Lord. Only those two songs. His mercy is more, and no other name. Begin with no other name. Alternate them, one after the other, one after the other. Thank you so much, Victor. For sure, Messiah will come. The certainty of the rapture. He will come. Look at your screen. Look at the forerunner here. Look at how he has shaken the whole earth. Thank you.